Hello, Inquirers, and welcome to another diatribe from your host of Podcast for Inquiry, Leslie Rosenblood. I want to start by saying that what follows is a personal opinion and does not reflect the Podcast for Inquiry team, anyone else at the Center for Inquiry, or the official position of the Center for Inquiry Canada. This is just me talking about something that's on my mind. I'm hoping you find it interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please feel free to leave a comment or contact me at podcast@centerforinquiry.ca. Love to hear your thoughts. What I want to talk to you about today is what I consider to be the massive hype around the AI industry. And for those of you who haven't been listening to a lot of Podcast for Inquiry, let me just tell you that I am unabashedly pro-science and that my general temperament is pro-technology, though the latter sometimes comes with a few caveats, as you can probably see with my previous conversation with Paris Marx a couple of years ago. Now, I'm old enough to remember the dot-com bubble at the turn of the century. At that time, anything internet-related had its stock go up and up and up. Losses didn't even matter anymore, business pundits claimed. In fact, in a strange inversion of standard economic logic, the larger your losses at that point, the more valuable your company became. And this was made true in a sense for many companies. Some companies that had never turned even a penny in profit were being purchased for billions of dollars by other companies that wanted to partake in the hype cycle. Now, some companies cashed in on that mania in a rather ham-fisted way. One firm renamed itself videos.com, and so it actually had the domain name videos.com.com. But all of that came to an end in 2000 and 2001. Many, many companies went bust. Investor losses were huge in the hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars. Firms that were bought for billions were sold for millions. And I saw the same thing happening in a different industry about 8 years ago. Bitcoin, or more generally the blockchain, was going to change everything. Money was being poured into anything blockchain related. I was working at the time at one of Canada's largest banks and had a whole section of the floor that I was working on dedicated to researching how to incorporate blockchain into any and all of its products and services. Nothing actually seemed to come of that. It's now nearly a decade later. And if that company offers blockchain on any of its products or services, it's escaped my attention. So even now, to this day, I can really only think of three uses for cryptocurrencies. One, it's a way to gamble. You think it's going to go up, so you buy some, and when you think it's about to go down, you sell it, and hopefully you turn a profit. Folks like to try their hand at buying low and selling high, and you know, it's volatile, so it goes up and down, and some people actually do make money on this. Some companies want to ride the wave. I read a few years ago, I think it was a soft drinks company, and they legally added blockchain to the name. They changed their name to whatever it was, and they just appended blockchain to their name. And again, according to the media report that I read, nothing changed about its operations. It didn't use blockchain before they changed the name, and they, at least, you know, the next day, they weren't using blockchain then either, except for having it in its name. But its market capitalization went up by more than 100 millions overnight. So it's not really a use of blockchain, but it is a way to cash in on the hype without actually having to do anything else. So, I mean, congratulations, I guess. And then the third way that the third genuine use case for blockchain is to move money outside of official channels. Now, this can be done by freedom-loving groups and organizations suffering under an authoritarian regime, or it can be used by individuals or organizations wanting to launder their money through illicit means, not having to pay for capital gains taxes or any numerous reasons that people want to launder money or make money obtained through illicit means clean that they can spend openly. Now, both are probably true, the freedom fighters and the folks trying to avoid official responsibility for their actions, But personally, I'd wager that the amount moved by criminal elements is orders of magnitude more than those with noble intentions. Now, if there's another use for cryptocurrencies that isn't also available in a safer, cheaper, and more efficient manner through traditional financial products, I'm not aware of it. Now, blockchain and crypto aren't dead, but they're not receiving anywhere near the hype that they enjoyed 5 years ago. And that's what brings me to AI. And I want to talk about one particular aspect of the AI industry. Now, there are genuine concerns about privacy. There are genuine concerns about piracy. There's genuine concerns about electricity and water usage for the data centers that power AI. There are genuine concerns about accuracy. There are genuine concerns about hallucinations. And my favorite example of hallucination is that, or at least a mistake rather, there was a satirical article in the Beaverton, which is the Canadian publication similar in spirit to The Onion. And a few years ago, they published an article that said Cape Breton, a region of Nova Scotia, was creating its own time zone 15 minutes ahead of the rest of the province. And one of the major AI products started reporting that Cape Breton had a time zone 15 minutes apart. So it took, the source didn't realize it was a satirical article and then started reporting it as fact. Hallucinations, there's it just invents things. The lawyer used, again, one of the major major AI products that's available to create a brief. The AI product cited all kinds of precedents and other legal cases to support his argument. He submitted it to the court. The only problem is none of the citations, none of the legal cases that this AI told him were real actually existed. It just made them up, hallucinated it. So all of these are like very genuine concerns about AI. They deserve people to look into that. I'm not going to talk about any of that, or I'm not going to talk about it anymore today. I want to put on my business hat, economics hat, finance hat for a moment and simply and ask a very simple question. Where is the money going to come from? AI, as it's currently constituted, is incredibly expensive. The capital costs for the physical infrastructure, the servers, the processors, and so on, to build the data centers, as well as the capital costs required to build the models that are the foundation of these AI services, are enormous. We're talking tens of billions of dollars, sometimes $100 billion plus, for each company. So this is easily hundreds of billions of dollars across the industry to just create these AI products. And the other major factor on the cost side is that these AI firms can't benefit from that enormous capital investment to achieve economies of scale on lower marginal costs. It's one thing to have major capital costs if your marginal cost, the cost of servicing your next customer, is very, very low. So manufacturing plants do that, like the pharmaceutical company might have like $500 million in order to make their first pill. But then each pill that they make after that costs them a dime. Or if there's a software company who creates a great game, it might be tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to create the game. But each time you sell a new one, it costs pennies to provide access to the download for people to download it from them. So they're each time they make a sale, it's almost all pure profit. And if they get enough sales, it makes back those enormous capital investments. That doesn't work with AI because it's very expensive in terms of electricity usage and so on for every query that they run. So not only does it cost a lot to build, it also costs a lot to operate. So in order for that to be profitable, there have to be lots and lots of customers willing to pay a premium price for the service. Otherwise, you're never going to recoup those costs. And that's what I don't see happening. I don't see massive revenue sources for these AI companies. It's not going to come from consumers. I mean, people are using AI. Uptake has been rapid and widespread. That's true. And people are interacting with chatbots for increasing lengths of time. But all of this is when the AI companies are offering their products as a free service. As soon as a company starts charging for it, most people move en masse to a competing free service. Very few individual consumers are paying for AI services at all. And those that do have a very low threshold for what they're willing to part with, maybe $5 or $10 a month. So people, individuals, consumers view AI by and large as fun to play with, but not as a serious tool that's worth ponying up significant dollars for. So they're not going to get significant funds, significant revenues from people. And now the next source of money is corporations. And what I just said about individuals is true, but to a lesser extent for corporations, because there is some money being spent as companies experiment with AI. They deploy free or paid AI tools to select employees trying to push AI. You get a lot of management that's trying to push AI onto their employees. And there are some genuine revenue being made, but the numbers simply aren't there. It's relatively small compared to their operating costs. It's not even covering that. So it's not even going to contribute at all to the massive capital costs that they've expended. And so it's not going to be a source of profit. And I don't see that changing in the near future. Now, as I see it, there are only two ways that AI companies can actually make back their initial investments and become profitable. One is that they thoroughly embed themselves into government programs, especially the U.S. government, and particularly in military and homeland security spending. And we are beginning to see this. I've read about a couple billion-dollar plus contracts being signed. We'll see how well they deliver. So that's a start. But if this is actually going to be the means of profitability, this is a trend that's only just starting. It's going to need to continue unabated and accelerate considerably in order to transform artificial intelligence from a massively loss-making industry into anything resembling profitable operations. The second way that I've read that, or that I can think of, that it is just at least conceivable that AI might be able to turn a profit is if one company is actually able to create a genuine artificial general intelligence, or AGI. And that's, you know, a computer that can actually think. And if that actually does happen, then the company can simply ask the AGI, how do I become profitable, follow its instructions, and boom. At the other end comes lots and lots and lots of money. But I don't see that happening, and here's why. Most AI systems today, they create text or audio, images or video, based on probability engines weighting massive amounts of input material. And I just don't see how that approach, the current approach, will result in an AGI that will, the best scenario, and I don't think this is terribly likely, but at least it's possible, is that it might be able to provide a novel synthesis of existing knowledge. But current things, or whatever the things that we are currently calling AI, they have no understanding of the concepts they're describing. They're just vectors in an n-dimensional mathematical space that help determine the next word, the next phoneme, or the next pixel. And so what that makes for a cool toy, some useful prompts for those with writer's block, an easy way to create images, sound, or video with minimal effort at little to no cost. And that's fine as a technology, but it's that last bit that's crucial to my question. Where will the money come from? If it costs tens of billions to build the infrastructure, and then $10 for an AI system to create a short video that someone has paid a couple of dollars for, how will they ever become profitable? In my opinion, either something is going to dramatically change in the fundamental economics of the AI industry, or we're going to look back on these past few years as a massive bubble on par with the Dutch tulips in the 17th century, the U.S. stock market in the 1920s, the Japanese real estate market in the 1980s, the dot-com craze, and cryptocurrencies. So thanks for listening. I would love to hear your thoughts and reactions. Please feel free to email me, podcast@centerforinquiry.ca. I'll speak with you soon.